It's been speculated for weeks, and now comes word the Boston Globe is for sale. The Globe itself reports this morning that its owner, the New York Times Company, has asked the investment bank Goldman Sachs to request bids for the Globe and that there are at least two interested buyers. The paper does not name them. The potential sale is the latest development in a tumultuous week at the Globe. The paper's largest union, the Boston Newspaper Guild, is asking the National Labor Relations Board to step in and force the Times to resume negotiations over how to cut costs at the money-losing newspaper. The Guild also wants the board to stop a 23% wage cut set to take effect next week. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
After reporters, editors, photographers, sales representatives, and business administrators spent the day putting together today's Boston Globe, they met at a union hall in Dorchester to hear their leadership's plan to respond to a 23% wage cut. Boston Newspaper Guild President Dan Totten says he's asking for help from the National Labor Relations Board, an independent federal agency.
The Boston Newspaper Guild will take all necessary steps to pursue and reach a fair and livable agreement with the Times Company. We will also oppose the company's drastic and extreme move to implement a 23% wage cut through any legal means necessary.
What isn't being discussed is a strike. Newspaper strikes in the past have failed to accelerate a deal, and employees worry they would lose readers and jeopardize the paper's future. The union is asking the company to agree to independent and impartial third-party mediation, something the Times has rejected in the past. The wage cut goes into effect Sunday. The Guild has a meeting scheduled Monday with Times management. Union leaders say they hope that's a chance to figure out a compromise. But Globe spokesman Bob Powers says that's not the intent of the meeting. He says implementing the wage cut is the only topic.
In our view, the parties have bargained over and are at impasse concerning the Globe's alternate wage proposal. Therefore, the Globe will not rescind its declaration of impasse or withdraw its notice of implementation.
A group of Globe reporters have written to the chairman of the New York Times, Arthur Sulzberger Jr., asking him to help find a middle ground that is more equitable, such as cutting their pay the same amount that management has cut its pay. Many union members, including reporter Michael Paulson, are holding out hope that the two sides will find, quote, a speedy and unexpected solution.
The two sides are not particularly far apart financially, but we're not hearing from the company a lot of interest in resolving this amicably at this point.
All 670 Guild employees are preparing themselves for losing nearly a quarter of their pay next week. Copy editor Dorothy Clark says people are scared.
I think the New York Times management, well, shame on them for making sport of bullying and intimidating people. That's just unconscionable.
Globe publisher Steve Ainslie told employees the cut was not the preferred route, and he regrets the stress it will put on families and the organization. Some union members are accusing the Times of overstating Globe losses. Last week, a spokeswoman for the Times was quoted on a respected journalism website saying the $85 million loss it has projected for the Globe this year includes one-time-only payments, such as $25 million in severance. The New York Times is backing away from one threat, though. It now says it has achieved the necessary savings and does not foresee closing the paper. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.